Alante here. Before I start this week's episode, I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this audio blog. Blacken and Grad School was created to encourage and empower women and people of color to and through the grad school journey. Enjoy! Hey y'all, it's Alante with another episode of Black and in Grad School, and I want to thank you for joining me today. And so today I want to talk about some of the productivity hacks that I've used to remain on task this past year. Now, this is still something that I'm working on, and I'll admit that I do not have this completely figured out at all. But there are a couple of tools I've been using that I think have been super effective, and I just want to share them with you with hopes of making your experience through grad school easier. Now, the special thing about this episode is that this episode was created for the participants in the 10-day challenge called the Balanced Scholar. If you haven't heard about the Balanced Scholar, it is a 10-day challenge where participants are spending the time exercising, reading, and writing, and making some major progress on their projects or a personal book, and also prioritizing their health. I created the Balanced Scholar just because I knew I needed some things that I needed to get accomplished, but also giving myself a short period of time made me hyper focused on them. And so I kind of was like Dr. Jekyll and Hyde, kind of trying this exercise out on myself. I had a lot of success when I did the challenge the first time, and so I opened it up to a group, and there are about 45 people in the first challenge. I think it's gonna go really well. So we're gonna have the challenge every month. If you wanna sign up for the Balanced Scholar, you wanna go to bit.ly/TBS challenge, and that'll take you straight to the page that gives you way more information about the Balanced Scholar and an option at the bottom to sign up to be notified when we have the next one. I'm super excited about talking about being balanced. And with that, I want to first get to the lesson from the trap. So today's lesson from the trap is Yes Indeed by Lil Baby featuring Drake. And so honestly, it's only like one lyric, but I love it. And I'll admit, sometimes the songs I pick are, I think, a little bit more straight to the point. This is definitely one of those this week. It's literally just one, well, two lines. Life is amazing. It is what it should be. Been here for 10, but I feel like a rookie. And so, yeah, life is amazing. I'm very, very grateful for everything that's taking place in my life right now. I really cannot complain. And also, life is challenging, and I'm dealing with the challenges of going through grad school, but it is what it should be. Feels perfect. It perfectly like captures how I feel. Like, yeah, grad school is like really hard and a lot of work, but I really cannot imagine doing anything else with my life. I love Blacken in grad school. It's been growing, and I just feel like things are really coming into place as they should be. Not saying it's not hard, just saying that it's amazing. And then been here for 10, but I look like a rookie. I've actually been doing this grad school thing for a long time. Not 10 years exactly, but I started my grad school journey in 2012. So this has been 6 years, and I'm not sure if I've plainly shared this, but I also feel like I have. But if you are not familiar with my story, after I finished my master's program, I actually spent 3 years running a McNair Scholars Program. And so the McNair Scholars Program, kind of in a nutshell, is a grad school prep program. And so after I finished grad school, I was responsible for helping other students go to grad school, and I helped other students go to grad school. That was my job. And I ran that program. Like, I was the lead on that program. And so, even though I've been doing that and I completed my first year, there are moments where I definitely still feel like a rookie, and there's a lot of space for growth and for me to really establish a lane in this like graduate school support space for students of color. And so, I don't know, those two lines, I like them. I like the song. I low-key laugh every time Lil Baby goes wham, 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 B, I'm Lil Baby. Like, it just cracks me up. So that's today's lesson from the trap. Now, we're going to get right into the next section, which is a weekly recap. And since it's June, I have not been doing any weekly episodes. I've been sharing interviews just so I can focus on school. And so I'm going to give you all actually a monthly update. It has been a lot going on this past month. So school wrapped up and I was able to get through my classes without any issues. And I just hit the ground running, I feel like. I did hit a bit of a wall for a couple of days after school ended. I just was super tired and I just let myself kind of like lay in the bed and binge on TV for like 3 or 4 days because I was exhausted. I really hadn't taken a real break since I started school last fall, and I had a lot of personal things come up when you're supposed to be taking a break. I was like dealing with family stuff, and I've shared a couple of episodes where I've shared like the personal things going on, and you can even hear when I listen back, I can hear it in my voice like how stressed I was. And so yeah, I just took those days and I didn't do anything. I laid around and I let myself lay around, and then I kind of got back to it because I have been working on the paper since I've got here, and I know my advisor's getting a little frustrated with my writing process. But yeah, I've been working on that. And then I've been working to just kind of create something for you all that you really like. And, I did the Strengths Not Strikes virtual summit. It was after that I took that break. Like, I am exhausted. And then I'm also doing a project with the city. And so that's been something that's been kind of got put on my plate for the summer. Wrapping up that paper, I finished that with that first challenge. I finished my first final draft, and so now I'm going through revisions. Then I started a new project for my second program's comprehensive exam process, which is like a proposal. Then you submit the paper in October, then you defend it, I think, in January. In between that, you take your comprehensive exam. So yeah, I'm already in the process of going through my candidacy for my second program. So I did that. Now I'm working on a fellowship application. I was accepted to 2 conferences to present, so I'll be doing that. And I'm getting ready for that now. And what else is going on? I've had a couple of personal travel trips. So June was crazy. I feel like that's the best way to put it, like super duper crazy. But you know what? I got work done. So even when I was on my first trip, so a couple of my friends organized an adventure trip. So we went down to the Smoky Mountains and we went whitewater rafting. The first day was ATVing and ziplining. I sat that day out and I sat and did work. But I had a great time with my friends, stayed up all night, you know, just had a great time talking, having fun. Then about a week later, 2 of my dear friends, shout out to John and Megan, got married, and they had a destination wedding in Punta Cana. And so I posted on my like story when I went, like, just like kind of like bye. But that trip probably was like the first trip that, even though I had my laptop, I didn't do any work on the trip. Like the 4 days that we were in Punta Cana, I was relaxing. I was spending time. Again, a lot of my friends came to that wedding, so I was able to see my friends from college too, which was really nice. And I just chilled and enjoyed it and just soaked in the sun and just, I read some books. Like, shout out to Jonathan Jones for The Process, which is an amazing book. And also my dear friend, Aaron, who has a pen name, but he wrote She Can't Handle the Truth, But That's All I Can Give. And so they were both really great reads for my summer vacay. And actually next week, really this weekend, I'll be going down to St. Kitts, Virgin Islands, to speak to Masters of Public Health students about the importance of their work in emerging technology and sharing the my resources with the Black Internet grad school. So bow, 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 I'm excited. And then I'll drop off. Then conference travel happens. And so I'll be releasing some of my conference experiences at the July monthly recap. So yeah, it's been crazy month and I'm really excited that it's wrapping up. I've been making progress. I've been sticking to my list. And how have I been accomplishing my work, well, school, which I call work, goals amidst my personal travel? And I've been living, breathing, and dying from a checklist. And so I use Wunderlist, which is W-U-N-D-E-R list. And pretty much Sundays or whenever it comes to me, I have a brain dump list, and I just put everything in there, and then I organize it in my calendar if I can, or at least on my Panda planner. And so that's been really helpful. Also, I use my tomatoes, which I have shared on my Instagram stories. And if you look at the Balanced Scholar highlights, you'll see videos of the mytomatoes.com. And so mytomatoes.com is a Pomodoro tracking website. And so a Pomodoro is pretty much a focusing technique. And so you spend 25 minutes working and then 5 minute break. I've been using this technique since my master's program. So I think it goes all the way back to like 2014 that I've been using My Tomatoes specifically. And so with My Tomatoes, I'm able to be honest about, like, it's like a little one-liner after you finish your tomato and say, what did you accomplish? And it definitely helps me keep track. Like, typically my first Pomodoro in the morning is me emailing, set up my music for the thing, setting up my pages I need to look at, kind of just getting set up, maybe a little bit of Facebook cruising. And then also I use a Google extension called Simple Blocker. If you just Google like Simple Blocker on your Google Chrome extensions, this thing is also a lifesaver. And so I have a website block list, which is GroupMe, Amazon, Skinny Taste, Airbnb, Eventbrite, Hulu, Smarty Pig, MailChimp, Netflix, Canva, Facebook, Twitter, Blueberry, which is my podcast dashboard. Anything that is not school related is deleted. For a while, I had my personal email deleted, but it wasn't serving me, so I took that off. The combination of My Tomatoes plus Simple Blocker is a game changer, because sometimes when I can't think about what I want to look up, I promise you all, it's like a phantom typing of Facebook. And luckily, Simple Blocker blocks that, and it reminds me to like go back and do work. And so that is how I'm able to stay focused during my like intense work times. And typically I put a timer on the blocker for either 2 or 4 hours. Those are my sweet spots as far as getting work done. Anything less, I'm not super focused. Anything more, I mean, I can do a 2 hour block and I'll usually like take a half an hour to an hour break and then do another 2 hour block or do a 4 hour block. That's kind of how I handle it. If I do a 4 hour block, then I'm going to take a break for an hour and then kind of go back to another 4 hour block. And so that is kind of how I'm able to kind of have chunks of focus and get work done. That's my kind of my first two productivity hacks is My Tomatoes and then Simple Blocker. My second one is really simple but hard to do, and that is waking up at 5 a.m. Last semester when I would get up at 5 a.m. my whole life was better, y'all. Like, I don't even know how else to put it. Like, I used to think being a morning person really was like extra, like, oh, you just work at night, like, what's the big deal? But there are way more distractions at night than there are in the morning. And so waking up at 5 a.m. I usually try to take the first hour and a half and I commit that to myself. So working out, meditating, journaling, making my to-do list, making sure I have my breakfast and my lunch, have my tea, all of those things are all sorted out without me being in a rush, you know, getting dressed, making sure I like oil my hair, like just very much so taking care of myself and setting my intentions for the day. So come 6:30, 7 o'clock, I can be on campus. And typically, my office doesn't start to fill up until about 8:30, 9 o'clock. And so that means I get an hour and a half, or my first, you know, 2 hour block is for the most part just me and my office. And I really like that. Like, I love my office mates. They're super nice and sometimes they're funny. But, you know, people get in the office, they start talking, and it can be a little distracting for me. So I like having a little bit of time during the day that I'm by myself, because typically by like noonish, I'm probably leaving my office and gonna work from somewhere else, just because I don't know, it gets too chatty. I just leave. But yes, that 5 a.m. is life. What does that mean for me at night? Because I am a 6 to 8 hour person. My body does not move before 8 hours, or 6 hours really, but somewhere between 6 and 8. So I mean, I have to go to bed at 10:30, which isn't as fun, because I used to be a night owl. So I definitely do hit like a second wind at 8 o'clock, but it's like, it's no point in me getting too excited, because I need to be in the bed at 10 so I can be in the sleep by 10:30. So typically I'm doing something a little bit less intense in my evenings. Like maybe I'm writing out social media posts or something related to Black and in grad school. In the nighttime. So I'm spending a lot of my day like trying to crush school goals. Again, this is not easy. My summer so far, I haven't really hit a lot of 5 a.m.s. I've probably hit like 3 or 4. It's looking like it's about 6:37 right now, and I'm gonna let myself have that because my traveling is so crazy. But man, I'm telling y'all, if y'all can get in the bed whatever time you need to wake up at 5 a.m. and be effective at 5 a.m., it will make for such a smoother day. And also, because I'm a little sleepy, my brain isn't open on 15,000 tabs yet. I'm still on like 10. So the 10 tabs helps me to focus. So those are my 3 productivity hacks: simple blocker, my tomatoes, and getting up at 5 a.m. And hopefully these are useful for you. Not saying that they, again, were like groundbreaking, but one thing I did want to say about my tomatoes also. When you are writing down what you're accomplishing in those 25 minutes, you can say, like, sometimes I'll put like 5 pages or 7 pages or 2 pages or 1 page, you know, and that way I know that, okay, this article, that 10-page article on average takes me, you know, 20 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour. And I can then organize myself in the future based on how long it takes for me to complete tasks. That is where it's super duper duper useful. And that is why I think it's great, because I then have you'll have a better idea of what works for you as it relates to getting things done, so you can set realistic time frames to get work done. And if you have a realistic time frame, you actually will probably get more things done, because you're not frustrated with yourself about not getting something done in 2 hours when it's really for you a 4-hour task, and there's nothing wrong with that. But having that knowledge of self about your tasks is what makes for that's the most important thing. It doesn't matter like, oh, it should take me. No matter what it should take you. If it takes you 4 hours, you need to set aside that 4 hours. No, you need to do it in 4 hours. That is where you become really powerful, and you are able. That's time management to me. Knowing what it is that it takes for you to do it, and then following through on that and doing your best to stick to that, you know, as best you can. Okay, y'all. That's actually it for me this week. I hope you are having a great, great day. And remember, grad school is tough, but you are tougher. I cannot wait to give you all another recap in July. And again, if you are interested in the Balanced Scholar, go to bit.ly/TBS Challenge, and it'll take you right to the page. You can learn all about it. I'm going to keep doing these. I think that they're useful. Remember, grad school's tough, but you're tougher. I'll talk to you guys next month. Bye.
Hi, Alante again.
I really want this project to be a resource for my fellow people of color and women in grad school. So if you have any questions or requests for topics, shoot me an email at alante@strengthsnotstrikes.com. That's A-L-L-A-N-T-E at strengthsnotstrikes.com. Please remember to subscribe and review and share with your other friends in grad school. Thank you.